Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. We are back. Yes, Gotham Talk is back. Well, only for two more episodes, because after this one will be the finale, the winter finale, as they promoted, which our next podcast will be called The Gentle Art of Making Enemies. And that is when we see the Penguin story unfold. But tonight we are talking about episode 13 of this season 3 of Gotham. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast. Much love, as always. We are live right now, so call in if you're listening to our podcast on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be here for the next 30-some minutes, so let's dive in. The title for this podcast is called Episode 13, Smell Like You Mean It. This originally aired almost a month ago. Holy crap. It's February 25th, 2017 today, and the episode aired January 23rd, 2017. Holy smokies. We are late, but don't worry. We got this episode and then the one after that, and then we're on a little break until Gotham returns. Hopefully, not too soon, because it looks like April 24th, 2017 is how the Riddler got his name. That will be the 15th episode of Season 3 of Gotham. So I am so looking forward to that, because it is now time for the Riddler to rise from the ashes of the Penguin. All right, so tonight's episode, episode 13, here we go. Call in, our number is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. It looks like we have a caller. What's up, caller?
Hey, it's Matt from Florida. Long time, Jesus. What in the world is up?
I'm so sorry. I got sick, and then, work,
that's
and
fine,
then
man.
Life.
My two big shout out goes out to my friends John and Samantha. They got married today.
Oh, that's great. That's
yeah.
Good news, man. I wish
but
them
man,
all the luck.
Yep, man, this week's that episode, oh my God, was it good. I mean, the resurrection of Jerome, was it that one?
Oh, yeah. This is it. This is it. This
yeah.
is the episode where Jerome's face gets cut off. And then,
yeah,
and then as
so
he wakes
freaky.
Up without a face.
I know, that was so freaky. And they kidnapped Lee at the very end. I mean, what they're doing right now.
Dude,
I mean,
I remember
so
my
hard.
Wife, when she was watching me watch this episode, she goes, "What the hell are you watching? And is this on regular TV?" I'm like, "Yeah, and you're not supposed to eat while you watch this."
I know, right? That's what we always say in the Gotham Talk. Don't
I
eat while you
say
watch
that.
It.
Please, please do not eat, especially like Italian food. Don't eat
I
like
know.
With red sauce, because that'll look really gross. All right, Matt, let me read the synopsis here so we can remember what the episode was. When the reanimation seemingly fails, Dwight cuts off Jerome's face and wears it as a mask as he leads a cult of Jerome fanatics to take over a new station. The GCPD stops the cult, but Jerome awakens belated at GCP headquarters and abducts Dwight. Nygma, Barbara, and Tabitha manipulate Cobblepot in believing that the other crime bosses have turned against him. Bruce agrees to pay Maria's debt to Cole, but Selina becomes furious upon discovering the whole thing was a con. Maria and Cole ran together, and that Bruce even suspected this, but didn't want her to learn the painful truth. After reattaching his face, Jerome ignites explosives that kill Dwight and knock out Gotham's power grid, causing a city-wide blackout. So that was a pretty
That was pretty
crazy
good.
Episode, man. Give us some of your moments of your favorite scenes in this episode.
Well, I love the part when with trying to think here, when Enigma tied up Papa Pot to that edge, and he was about
man.
To
I'm
kill
like,
him.
Is he really gonna die?
Oh my god! And you know he escaped. I also loved how they brought back Jerome. That was crazy. And that explosion and the blackout at the very end. That was
very
awesome.
Intense.
What Gotham is, jeez, especially the mid-season finale. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
They did the rise of Batman in that episode. I know we
that's
can't
all
talk
we
about it.
All we needed is our bat friend, Batman. Hey, Matt, let me tell you this. Imagine this was close, you know, because the next episode is the season finale, well, the winter finale.
Yeah.
Imagine what they'll do for the season finale. I mean, geez,
what
do you think might happen for the finale? What do you think they have saved for us for the finale that we haven't seen yet?
Well, I think, trying to think here, Barnes is going to escape prison. In the other episode, we saw that Barnes wants to kill Jim Gordon. And Lee is blaming Jim for everything. I mean, everything they've built up on Gotham so far. Yeah, it's kind of getting annoying, the whole thing with Lee. I mean, come on, Jim.
Yeah.
You deserve to be happy.
On.
And then I like the whole...
Her.
Yeah, for crying out loud. I mean, jeez. Also, when it comes back, it's going to be the Court of Owls again. And the Bruce Wayne clone. That was freaky.
That clone freaks the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I know it's the same actor, but just the whole storyline that there's another Bruce Wayne out there, that's just a little freaky. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that is so freaky.
How
and
would you
I know
it if you had a clone, Matt, but you didn't know he was out there?
I have no idea what it'd be like to have a clone.
That would be freaky, right? That's what I'm trying to get to. That's kind of freaky. Think about it. If you're listening right now, think about it. There's a clone of you. But you don't know where it's at, where it is, what it's doing in replace of you. Dun, dun, dun. All right, cool. So seriously, I got to give a round of applause to the makeup artists on this episode, because the way they did the whole Joker facelift and then stapled
it was
together.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. Remember
and
when
he
was stapling his face together?
Yes. That part was, it took me forever to be able to watch it, because I always watch
it was gross.
Supergirl first.
I don't know if
then,
you follow the actor's Instagram, but on his Instagram, he was showing like a little behind the scenes of how they were attaching and removing the prosthetics. It was pretty interesting. It was very articulate.
Yeah, it was. But I did like the scene where Barbara and them were trying to persuade Cobblepot to join them to stop Riddler. That was pretty good. But, man, it was just so good. I mean, DC TV has truly been nailing it for me a lot lately. It's been so good.
Same here. Gotham continues to roll with the punches. A lot of holy crap moments.
Again,
this was definitely the rise of Jerome. Is it safe to call Jerome the Joker yet? Is this our Joker that Gotham deserves?
Yeah.
Or do you think we have not seen the clown Prince of Crime yet? What are your thoughts, Matt?
Yes, definitely yes. OMG, yes. I mean, to see him as the Joker in that show, as he was brought back from the dead, stapling him, and his first target was Bruce, I go, OMG, it's the freaking Joker, everybody. I mean, it was just such a great episode to see the Joker come back.
I agree. I mean,
it's
time that we need the Joker in this Gotham storyline with Bruce Wayne.
And what's
crazy is the next episode when Bruce Wayne goes gets captured. I mean, it's crazy.
It's going to be
crazy.
But
let's not talk about
that
because that's the next episode. But let's continue on this one. So now Nygma is one of the big crime bosses along with Barbara and Tabitha. How long do you think this reign of power will they hold until, you know, Cobblepot comes back and knocks them down again?
I don't know. It's going to probably last for a while or just like for one episode.
I think maybe by the
really
season
know.
Finale.
Yeah.
Maybe by the season finale, and then at the end, Cobblepot, like, tricks them and beats them to it or something. I don't know.
And gets back his crime lord. Yeah, and he's done being the mayor. Also, I'm not buying the whole mayor story. I mean...
The whole what story?
The mayor, when he's mayor of Gotham.
Oh.
I don't know why Penguin ran for mayor in the first place. I mean, it's...
You know, that's how I felt about Oliver being mayor.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
You keep them more than what they can handle.
That's sometimes why I love Arrow, but that's where the area that the show has kind of got off of it when he's mayor. That's
yeah.
what I miss about seasons 2, 3, and 4.
Like all these characters,
you know,
want to be mayor now. I'm like, what the hell?
And with Thea, too, Thea's kind of bothering me a lot lately now.
Thea?
She
definitely has extended her stay way too long. But let's see. I still give her hope because, you know, if she comes back as Speedy, then that's better.
But
here we go
man.
Again. Let's go back to Gotham. Let's see. It looks like, I wanted to bring up also, Catwoman, Selina Kyle.
Yeah.
She got mad.
That was pretty good.
Paying Maria's debt. Do you think she had good reason to be mad at Bruce Wayne, or do you think Bruce Wayne had a good reason to do what he did?
Well, Bruce did have a good reason to do what he did, but when Selina got mad at him, she had no desire to forgive her mom. And she just goes, okay, leave me alone. And then that's where Bruce kind of got in a bit of trouble there. And it was good in that scene when she got mad at Bruce.
Yeah, I agree. It looks like this episode, it went down a little bit from the previous episode in ratings. This made a 3.60, which dropped 9 points from Ghost. Ghost was 3.69. So, but don't worry, Gotham. It always pulls through. Do you have anything else to talk about this episode? I think I'm pretty good. Again, Jerome is back, and also with his face.
that was
great.
Freaky.
I mean, the explosion at the end with the slow motion.
Yes, that was so cool.
On top of the rooftop. I mean, it's just like, wow, it would be so awesome if there could be like a...
But I know,
you know
this
like
is...
the bat symbol
Gotham
somewhere.
Talk.
That would be awesome. Just blaring
I know
outside
when we're...
the city.
I know this is Gotham Talk, though, but I have to throw it out there for DC's Legends of Tomorrow. I go, okay, what's going on? Evil Rip? I mean, oh, my God, that was awesome. Killing Sarah?
All right.
Jeez.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. Do you have anything else to talk about Gotham?
No, not really. It was a great episode. Awesome. Action-packed, and then I'll be on the next podcast for Supergirl
Talk. All right, sweet. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you guys again for hanging in there and listening to Matt and I talk about Gotham Talk. We got one more episode until the winter break, and the next episode is April 24th, 2017, so we still got some time to crowbar the gentle art of Making Enemies, episode 14 of season 3 of Gotham. Thank you and have a good night. Matt, give us a shout out, sir.
We're not.
Okay, have a good night. Bye.